afternoon.
Start of the Tourway in Northwest London, Tuesday, 26th of October, 20th of Cheshvan. Rabbi Eli Goldstein, Finding the Lomdus in Cutlery, Part 2. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Reich, Lechvod Simchas HaBar Mitzvah, and Shlomi Reich, Yirotzen, Sheuska Huro, Voskenov, Rav Nachas, Emenu, Mikol Yotzei, Chalotzon.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. So today I want to be mamshir. I'm going to carry on the shiur. Last time we spoke about the lomdus of Kutlery Part 1, we spoke about the melacha of boiling on Shabbos. As we mentioned last time, it's a very hard melacha. The Sefer Zichron is right. It's one of the hardest melachas, probably because it comes up so much that we don't really realize it comes up. And also just the small intricate details. So last time we started, perhaps I tried to fit too much into the half an hour shiur, so I'm going to try and go over and chazer what we spoke about last time. First, we'll just get that clear what we spoke about last time, do sukkum what we said. Second thing I like to do is some things I mentioned briefly, just to give a few more examples, explain it better. And third, to carry on a little bit and add a few new things. So those are the three things we will try to do today. So again, we're talking about the melacha of boira. We know there's 39 melachas. 39 melachas are learned out from the Mishkan. And the first 11 of these of the 39 melachas, as we know, are called Sidur de Pas, Choy Zoya Koitze, etc. All the first 11 are involved in the process of making bread, and that's the way we get to the first 11. Of those first 11, we have you take the wheat. After you are Zoya, you do winnowing. You still have the wheat, and you still have sorrows, you still have rocks and pebbles inside in the wheat. And what you have to now do is boil. You have to take out the pebbles and sorrows in order that you'll be able to use this wheat to make bread. That's the melacha of boil. Now, we discussed last time, and we asked the kasha, we know that every single melacha in Melacha Shabbos has to be doing something. You have to be doing a tikkun. You have to be creating something positive. The Torah never asked, definitely not midiraisa. We never find you can't do work, just do work on Shabbos. We find that you could schlep all day long on Shabbos, so you won't be over Issa Deraisa. You have to be creating something positive. For example, Koitze, you're cutting something off a tree, you now have a Dover Nixa, you have something which is cut off, there's a positive shinui, something's happened. So, what exactly has happened by Boro? When you remove the rocks, what exactly has happened? And we use the Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov asked a different question, but his question, his answer, which the Be'er Halacha brings, also helps us. He explained the following. We have a mixture of oichel and pesodas. You have food, let's say wheat, and throws the rocks. By removing the pesodas, by removing the bad things, you have consequently fixed the oichel, and that is the tikkun. You had wheat together with throws. You couldn't have a good achila. By the removal of the throws, the pebbles, you now be metakin your oichel, and now that's now a dovim tikkun, and that's the tikkun of boil.
Isn't that like makom patish?
Is it like makom patish? Yeah, is there makom patish with the what's called in Oichel?
I don't know.
Yeah. Fine. So that's what's coming out. We're saying that there's you took something, the Oichel, which was a Shrachazach because it had sorrows in it, and by removing the solas, you've now been attacking the Oichel. That was the first part. Then we carried on, we went on a Shlav weiter, and we said the following, that is it so poshut by Oichel and Oichel that we have in Melachah Boira? We know definitely oichon pesoles. In the Mishkan, you had wheat and sorrows. We said by removing the sorrows, the bad things, the rocks, you created, you demetak in the oichon. What happens if I have two oichlin? I have two foodstuffs, so I have nuts and raisins. Have I been metakin at all? What? The chur of both I could eat. The fact that together, not necessarily making it a bad achina, I just don't want either together. Does that therefore mean it's called a tikkun? And we said that basically all Rishonim learn, apart from maybe Rashi, in Shabbos Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph, that yes, definitely there is Shaykh Boira, even by two foodstuffs. And we said there was two ways to explain it. So you had Shittas Toisvus, and you had Shittas Rama. And we said Nafkaminis. Shittas Toisvus was, I've got two foodstuffs. And despite the fact that both Be'etzim are good, because they're both Oichel, so where's the Tikkun? He explains, inasmuch that one I want, and the other I don't want, so therefore, the one I want is called Oichel, and the one I don't want is called Pesolus, it's called the bad. And therefore, there the tikkun is, by removing the psoles, the food stuff I don't like, that is therefore memela the tikkun. So we said, for example, I've got nuts and raisins. If I don't like raisins, by removing the raisins, I've now been metaken the nuts. That was how Tosu explains. Tosu again says, it's also shaykh to have boyer by oichel and oichel, because one has got the din of psoles, and one's got the din of oichel. That's how we said it. That's Tosfos. Rambam said differently. Rambam said that when I have oichel and oichel, the gedder of the issa is, and the gedder of the menachah is, that I had a taruvus, I had a mixture of different minim. And each min is not by itself. By me removing each piece, and now making that min be omid b'fnei atzmo, that's the melachah. It's a hafrodah zeh mizeh. It's a hafrodah of one thing to be omid b'fnei atzmo, to be by itself, from a big pile. So for example, you have cutlery. You got forks and knives, spoons. So nothing's good, nothing's bad there. But says the Rambam, that's going to be a problem, because by removing one piece of cutlery, you had the taruvus, and each piece, the forks, the knives, the spoons, were not by themselves. Now by removing it out of the pile, that's the tikkun. Now each thing is by itself. So again, so we had Tosfos. Tosfos says that every time you have two things which are good be'etzem, one is considered relatively to the other good, and one is bad. Tosfos and the Rambam holds differently. No, it doesn't need to be that one is bad relative to the other. The point is, you're now making each thing by itself. So, we brought Prima Godin. We're still doing Sukkum from last time. Brought Prima Godin. And Prima Godin gave a few nafkaminas. We're going to go with the most simple one, which brings out the machalikas. Says Prima Godin as follows. Imagine I have a case where I have a taruvus of two things. Now, there's not. I want both of them, but I don't want them now. Now, let's just be matters. We know that there's you can do Melechet Boireh on Shabbos if you have 3 to 9. If you do it Miyad, if you're doing it for immediate usage, if you're doing it Biyad with your hand, and also if you're doing good from bad, Oichel from Besoides. Now, what would be if you're not doing a Miyad, you're doing Le'achazman, but you don't want one more than the other. I want to use both for later. For example, cutlery. I had forks, knives, spoons. It's Leil Shabbos, I want to lay the table for the next day. And everything's in a big pile. Now, I don't want the forks more than I want the knives. Right? And I don't want them now, I want them later. So according to Tosfos, you only have an Issa Boireh if one is good and one's bad. And it has to be relatively speaking. If, however, one is not bad, clapping the other, I just don't want them together. According to Tosfos, even though it's L'Achaz Man, and normally doing Boireh L'Achaz Man is completely Asa, says people going to das tes would be is completely mutter. However, Shittas Rambam will be, in such a case, will be osa. Because mem Shittas Rambam is, I had a pile together, and each thing wasn't by itself. Now removal of one out from the other, that is the hafroda of this from the other pile, and that will be a problem. So that was the big nafkin between Tosis and the Rambam. Tosis holds that to have an isur boira, it needs to be that one is bad relative to the other. And according to Rambam, I don't need to have one bad relative to the other. It's enough that each min is not by itself, and me removing it out from the mixture and now making it not a mixture, that is now called the Melechas Boireh. Okay, good. Adkam is a sikkum from what we said last time. Now, that was the first shlaf. Now I want to discuss these things we mentioned briefly last time and just try and give a few more examples and make it a bit clearer and add a bit more also as well. Now, as we mentioned, Boireh is very hard. Now, what the hard part is normally defining when is it actually shaykh to have the Issa Boireh. So, on paper, it's really quite easy to get there. But the problem is, we'll see, actually, b'mitzias is quite hard to done exactly when you have it. We need two components for the Issa Boireh. And this is all in sync with what we're saying, that every melach in Shabbos is only when you did a tikkun. And we'll see that these two requirements to have for it to be shaykh, to have Issa Boireh is only because I need a tikkun. The first is, in order for me to say that there's a tikkun here, it must be that you have a taruvus. It must be actually mu'uruv. If you have a room which is very messy, but everything's basically by itself, everything has its own daladamas, or everything is in its own place, it's just a big mess. Tidying up is not a tikkun. That's not melechas boireh. The first condition is, I need to have, it needs to be mu'uruv. It needs to be mamash mu'uruv. If it's not mu'uruv, then there's not avada, there won't be a problem. So that's the first part. Now, what exactly does mu'aruf mean? So you can have different types of mu'aruf, different types of mixtures. You have one type that's you have in a bowl, nuts and raisin, that's quite easy to tell it's mixed. You could even have a case where you've got a platter and you've got different types of fish, or you've got different types of chicken, different types of cake on one plate. That's also called taruvus. In a freezer, you can have a case where you have a drawer, let's say in a freezer you have one of those with drawers, and you kind of just stuff everything in. That can also be a taruvus because everything's intermingled with each other. However, let's say in a fridge where you've got pots all on a shelf, could be that each one is omid b'fnei atzmo, and that's not done as a taruvus. So then every time you need to know, is it called mu'aruf? Another type, so that's one type. You've got a type where it's intermingled with each other. Let's say in a freezer cabinet, in a bowl, you've got different foodstuffs, you've got a toy box with all different types of toys. That would be one type. Then you have also cases where in one food itself you have a taruvus, where it's actually mu'aruf, a peel with the food itself. That's why we know, obviously, you can't use a peeler on Shabbos, because that's got a din of a kli, and there won't be a heter in cases. Where even though I'm using miyad, I can't use a kli, because that's also, there's a peel which is bad, legabe, the food stuff itself, that's another type of taruvus. And then you even have a taruvus of liquids and solids. For example, let's say chicken soup. At the top, there you've got clear chicken soup, so that won't be a taruvus. But at the bottom, it will be a taruvus, but let's say you have chicken stuff or vegetables at the bottom, and you've got liquid there, or you've got something with sauce, and you've got a food. In that case, that would be done as a taruvus. Again, every case you have to check, is this actually mu'aruf or not? Again, the chicken soup at the top might not be mu'aruf, but the thing at the bottom will be. And therefore you have a shiloh of boya to take out things you want or you don't want. So those are the three types. You've got when it's mu'aruf and it's intermingled. You've got when in one foodstuff itself, it's actually mu'aruf. Let's say a peel, a clipper, maybe even a wrapper. And third type would be, what we're saying, when you have even solids and liquids. For example, the Shulchan Aruch talks about you have tulam, you have worms, or you have a zvuv in a cup. So can you remove that zvuv? Can you remove that wasp out of the drink? Or is that boira? Because that's mu'uruv in together. So that's the first part that you need. The first component you need is to have the me'issa of melechus boira must be mu'uruv. What's the next type, part? Next, and this second part you need, it needs to be tumin. Let me explain. As we've mentioned before, that there's only an issa boira in as much as you're doing a tikkun. So it has to be mu'uruf. And it also has to be 2 minim. If I've got 1 minim, for example, I've got a plate full of schnitzel. Now, on this plate of schnitzel, there's bigger pieces, smaller pieces, but it's all one type of schnitzel. Some a bit crispier than the others. If I want to choose this one, because I want to have, let's say, le'achazman, because again, some le'achila, you can do good from bad with the hands. But I do le'achazman, I've got a plate full of schnitzel, different sizes, different levels of crispiness. I prefer crispy. That's still called 1 min, and that won't be a problem with boira. Just because one part is a bit lemaisa, it's all one shem, it's all 1 min. And therefore, by me removing this from the mixture, that's not called melechus boira, and that won't be a tikkun at all. So, every single time, we have to work out, is this, again, first, is it mu'uruf? Second, is it two types of minim? Because we hold, transdashin and remor paskins, if it's 1 min, you're not doing a tikkun, therefore it won't be a melechus boira. So what's called 2 minim? Every time we have to work out. So just want to bring a few examples where the person can talk about. So Mishnah Berurah brings already, he says, if you have, for example, what's posha is, if you have, let's say, you have the same meat, let's say you have chicken, but one's mavushal and one's sli, and it's on a platter together. That's called 2 minim. Because, yes, it's both chicken, but they might say it was made in a different way. If you have, he's misupik about, if you have apples, and some are chamutzim, some are acidic, and some are sweet. It's misup, it brings even a soup in that case. Other examples, definitely, different types of meat. If you have chicken and turkey next to each other, and steak, whatever it be, that's definitely called two different types of minim. The Prima Gogan gives together, he says it has to be called 2 minim, it has to be one of the two. Either it's different in its shem, so every time you have to work it, is this got a different shem? It's got a different name? Is it referred to in a different way? And or got a different tab. And then in that case, it'll be a problem. So let's just give an example. Those are foodstuffs. Then you've got also things like clothing. let's say a mother wants to take out the clothing for a child for the next day, and she's worked out which clothing, and he's got a box of socks. So now, if all the socks are the same, all same colour, possibly you can take out some more of them, anybody. But if they're different colours, then says Moshe Feinstein, and the mother's makbid that I want this colour as opposed to that colour. I want the blue because they go with the red trousers I took out for a child tomorrow morning. Then each sock is called a different min. However, let's say for a person who doesn't care, let's say for me for example, let's say I've got socks, some got a tinge of red, you know, at the end of the sock on the top, a tiny little star somewhere, or says the name of the week. I don't care what sock comes out. There, for me, there would be no isabora because by me, it's not too minim, because each sock for me, it's got the same shimish, it's exactly the same. Just a few more examples, just to bring out this point that again, it's only a problem if it's 2 minutes, sorry, if it's 1 minute, not a problem. The post can talk about 1 minute if you have pieces of chicken. So in chicken, you've got the wing, the thigh, the leg. Are those called 2 minute or not? So that the Maaseh says, Machlokes HaPoskim. Let's say black and white pieces, L'chora would be the same shaila. A black and white pieces called 2 minute. And therefore, if I've got a platter at the end of the meal, and I want to prepare for the meal ahead of time, can I take out this from that? That is a shaila Machlokes HaPoskim, that's called 2 minute. However, what everyone agrees with is as follows. If I'm makbid, that I dafka only like white pieces, or I dafka only like black pieces, definitely by me, it's got a din of 2 minute. And where do we know this from? So the halacha is, that if you have mine, which has got a bit of, refuse in, whatever, ramishin, you want to strain it. So now, if it's water, which be'etzim a person could drink, just making it a bit better, that won't be a problem. However, in a case where I'm makbid, I will not drink it unless it's been completely strained and completely cured of all and refined. In such case, by me it's boiler, not it's boiler. So therefore, in a case, we're saying by pieces of chicken, that would also be a shayla, but if by me, I only like white, then that avada, that would be a sort of boiler. Just one more example, interesting shayla, talking about matzahs, you have in the box, shlemus and broken ones. Is that called 2 minute? Do you say, in my sense, it's all one matzah? One's broken, one's not broken? Or would you say, no, that the maisa, the sholem ones, I've got, I can now become into lechem mishnah. The broken ones, I can't be. Is that going to be a problem of boyer? So again, so those are the two things you need. It needs to be ma'ur of mamish, and also it needs to be that I have what's called it. It also has to be that it's 2 minute, and only then will be shach the issa of boyer.
If you like the crispy chicken, can you take away the non-crispy chicken?
Right. So if it depends on, if it's like I will not eat non-crispy chicken, so it could be that will be like, you'll be by that person will be like water. But if it's, I just prefer this over that, and this piece of chicken, some more crisp than others, and the chow won't be a problem.
So you're saying you stick with that one, you think the one you don't like away?
Yeah, because there's no issa burra there. Right?
So the same plate is for some people a burra and some people not.
Yeah, could be. That's by the water. If you have water, which some would, I won't eat, I won't drink. By him it's going to be burra, someone else won't be burra. Because by him it's good enough.
The different types of fish.
Right, different types of fish that would be called 2 minute. Yeah, that would be called 2 minute. Even if you don't care.
Even if you don't care.
You should never put on the table a plate for everybody to take with 5 different meats.
No, so there you can, because again, there you have the heter of miyad, if it's somok lachila, and you're taking good from bad with your hands.
Take it with your hands.
We don't have time, if we discuss. It's interesting, it's cutlery called. It's cutlery called. In that case, it's not a problem to take cutlery.
Can we clarify the platter?
Yeah.
You're saying if you've got a flat platter, and each piece is. There's only one layer, and each piece is lying next to each other, then there's no for you. It's only if it's piled up.
No. If it's together on one platter, the is a problem.
You can see each one separately.
Even.
It's like the toys that are strewn across the...
They're next to each other.
What's the shia?
Ramnissan Karel, it says that how do you work out when it's called Mu'uruf? It's how people call Mu'uruf. So, it's always very hard to down. I don't know. If everything's on a platter together, if you think each one's got its own space, there's area around it, maybe.
Even for Shah's Masi, you can't push off the piece that you don't want.
Right.
Even the same fish?
Yeah. No, the same fish? No. If, again, it's only a problem if it's 2 minute. So you've got different types of fish. there's one type, then...
No, actually, there are two different types of fish.
You've got a filter fish and a piece of fish. Can I move the filter fish to get the piece of fish?
Right, so if it's to get there, it could be different.
I want a piece of fish, not the filter. So
yeah. Could be, if it's just because I can't get there. Like, for example, we talk about, the person we're talking about, if you've got a pile of clothing and a big mess in it, in your cupboard, and I just want to get the thing at the bottom. It's not really, I'm not trying to do mivari, I just need to get the thing from the bottom. So that's not called bora, I'm just being misali, I'm just trying to get access to what I need. So in your case, it might be, it depends on what this is, it could be that it's just trying to get access to the piece of fish.
Same in
the freezer, it could be, yeah. If you're trying to get access, it could be, just called
sip. You're always trying to get access.
What?
You're always trying to
No, but sometimes you remember you're looking around, you've got an idea where it is, you've got a big mixture, you can see from on top, let's see.
Does that mean
it's not, I'm not removing.
It's like the sponge, it's the same thing.
Does that mean that Amara got to prepare all her children's clothes before showering?
Right, again, so again. If you do something somach la'achil, somach to the shemesh, or somach la'achil, if you're doing miyad, then there's no problem with boira.
Right?
If you have 1/4 of chicken in your plate, too much to eat, you will take half off. We might not like actually the wing, you don't want the wing in the story to the rest of the chicken.
Yeah.
So you can't take that wing away.
Because the same meaning, no?
But
you're choosing the area of the chicken in which
you... Yeah, so if it's the same min, if you call that...
It's the min different areas.
Different areas, yeah, so
in
that...
In other words, the wing bit you don't want.
Yeah.
You can't take the wing away.
Yeah, I understand. So that, so again, that's, it depends on if you call different parts of the chicken. But here we're talking about in one piece, if it's one piece.
The chorus
won't be a problem. If it's one piece. What? Will not be a problem. Okay, if it's one piece, it's one piece. But again, if it's 2 minutes.
So I've got a pile of socks in my drawer, yeah. And I want a specific pair.
Yeah.
If I can see them at the bottom, I can move into around to get them. If I can't see them, I can't.
No, so, okay, so there's a bit of a DNA. There's a Mishnah Berurah which talks about silk. Because when I'm trying to get to the bottom, if I'm trying to do it for some chalachila, it could be that. And I'm just trying to get to it.
But I'm getting dressed now.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get to it. So Mishbur, Pashas and Mishbur is you could do that, yeah.
Even if I can't see them?
Yeah, Pashas. But I know I'm trying to get to it.
I'm
trying to get it for...
Kedeshim a lot, you get these trays of cakes.
Yeah,
where you've got sort of 4 rows of trays.
Would
you call that more of?
He's saying what it means, and everything's...
You've got one line of white cake, one line of brown cake, one line of cocoa.
Or honey cake,
whatever it is.
Not sure.
Because they're very common now,
the Kedeshim. Right, so again, if it's Somach Achille, it won't be a problem. Actually, I heard a story, someone told me a story, I don't know if it's true, but anyway, it brings out a point. He said, when anyone had a baby girl, they would go to the stipler. Again, I can't verify the story, but we'll bring out a point. So, if they go to the stipler and the baby girl, he'd say, Mazel Tov, and the first thing he'd say to them was, make sure you don't do Bora at the Kiddush. Now, so that could be, I don't know, again, every case is hard to know. If you have a case where you have a platter of cakes with different pieces of cakes and they're lying on top of each other, one row, that could be a problem.
How can you set a table Shabbos in the morning? You want a wine glass, water glass, and a liqueur glass, and champagne glass.
I'm coming for lunch.
Too many fancy hotels.
Wait a second, sir. Again. So again, if it's somach la'achila, taka the somach la'achila, it'll be mutter. Now, what does somach? So what does somach mean? Okay.
Before davening is still somach la'achila.
Okay, good. So I wasn't going to discuss it, but we can discuss. Okay. Well. Before davening, no. No.
So
before davening, not.
Why do the same before davening at 9 o'clock?
No, before davening, no.
So don't go to shul with that until later. No, I should tell my wife not to set the table.
No, give me a second. So, if it's miyad,
Then you'll have
to do it. Give me a second. So you have to. That is really a sugi from the answer. What does miyad mean? What does biyad, what does good from bad mean? Okay, I'll tell you just quickly on miyad. I wasn't going to discuss it, but we'll just say quickly miyad. There is Ramosha Feinstein, and also there's a Mishnah Berurah. He talks about. Ramosha Feinstein asks, the shaila was to Ramosha Feinstein. What would be the case? Is there a specific amount of time? Miyad. Now, normal achila, normal shemesh is quite obvious, but let's say I've got a big meal, yeah? And it's going to take me half an hour to prepare. Is that called somach or not?
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe Fein said, however long it takes for the woman to prepare, then that's going to be called somach. If it takes an hour, it takes an hour and a half, it takes 50 minutes, that is called somach la'achila. That's Rav Moshe Fein. And also there's a Mishbro, which in effect says that.
Same as
preparing
for Shavuot,
this
would be 2 hours.
Yeah, could be. But what's very important is that you can't do Somer Achila and then, let's say, I'm going out to Kiddush. I want to prepare, but I want to go out to Kiddush and then come back. That about is a problem. It has to be Somer Achila. If it takes you half an hour before, the fact that you're going out, you can't now do something of Ruma Mashmoz, don't do something in between, that's Mafsik, you can't call that Somer.
You're going to Davali?
Yeah, good. That is a problem as well. Then that much, Mogi Avraham talks about. Mogi that case, you can't do before you go to Shul. So again, so that means some of the Achila.
You can get
to go.
You can't get to do it earlier.
What to do? Boy, right? I have. I'm Amir al Akam. No,
that's okay.
No, no, also.
It's also. Yeah.
Amir al Akam. Yeah, boy, you can't do any Melachah Deraisa to a goy. Yeah. Okay, so there is a Chazanish, which is quoted that there's a shir that has to be at least half. We can't do more than half an hour before. But the Moshe Feinstein Mishnah Berurah holds that any time, how much time you need. Again, there is a chazanish, but which seems to be more machmir than that. Could be that you have to do within half an hour, or even if you need more time. But we had a bit of an argument in the base measures about that chazanish, so we have to look more into that one. I'll finish off with an interesting shaila. We mentioned also last time, again, because you need to have a tikkun. So first we mentioned, because you need to have a tikkun, it needs to be that you have imamash bi ma'uruf. And again, it's hard to know what's called ma'uruf. And again, the problem is it's a deraisa at hand. So it's always a bit of a dangerous game. Second, it has to be 2 minutes, which again, sometimes can be hard to define what's called 2 minutes, what's called 1 minute. And we also mentioned last time that if you have psoilus from psoilus, then if you need a tikkun, there's no tikkun, because everything's going to the bin. For example, I have soup with noodles in, and I want to pour into the sink at the end of the meal. Now, when I pour into the sink, the soup's going to go down the drain, but because I've got a block on top of the drain, not the plug, strainer. And it'll stop the noodles from going down. Now, kumtoys, you just did boil. No, because you poured down the soup. Soup went down, and the thing came and stayed up.
You didn't want that, though.
Right. So
it makes a difference.
Right.
You do, because you don't want it to block the
pipe. Yeah, I don't want that. So there's a few different hesbrims. So if one pshat is, over here, it's psoilus and psoilus. It's all bad. Soup's going down the bin. The noodles are going to go in the bin. That's not called a maisa bore. It's psoilus and psoilus, and there's no ticket. What?
It's
maybe that's still awesome.
The
rabbonim.
Yeah. So the rabbonim the rest.
Yeah, okay. Fine. So there's a few hesbrim white mutter. So a few different hesbrim. Could be that we're saying there's no tikkun b'chalal, it's psoilus and psoilus, therefore it's not a problem. Or pshat could be because that's not called a ma'aser b'rira, like you mentioned here. You're just chucking it out, and it happened to be there was a b'rira. That's not my isa. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just throwing it out. Now there's enough gemina in the following case. Interesting. Shall we finish off today with that? We get it now to those nerds. So they have peish shvius. Now we know peish shvius. Something that has Kudush Shvius, you're not allowed to put in the bin, you have to put it into a Pachsha Shmita because you're not allowed to be Ma'abed Biyadam. So you put in a special bin, Pachsha Shmita. Now, I've got at the end of the meal some, let's say, I've got potatoes which are not Kudush Shvius, and I've got some vegetables which are Kudush Shvius, and they're all mixed up on my plate. Am I allowed to take out now the Kudush Shvius and put it into a different dustbin and put the other part into the bin? Now, if you said pshat, where I could throw the soup down into the sink, was mutter because it's psoilus b'psoilus. This is also psoilus b'psoilus. There's no tikkun b'chalal. But if, however, you said pshat differently, that's not. When I threw it into the sink, I'm not doing a ma'aser b'rira. I'm throwing it down the sink. Then you might have a problem over here when you're separating the kedusha shvius from the rest. Okay, so let's stop.
Good.